What's going on, everybody? This is Patriot Underground here. I just wanted to take a minute before we begin the show to remind folks to check out PatriotSwitch.com. This is an incredible company. Click the link in the description and begin your journey. Make the switch today to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company that shares your value system and that doesn't funnel your hard-earned money directly into cabal evil operations that we all know are designed to destroy us. This company has a retention rate of well over 90% for a reason, folks. Because once people make the switch, once they discover how good the products are, once they get a sense for how good the customer service is, and they experience all the different perks associated with making the switch that are too incredible to walk away from, a vast majority of people never set foot inside of Walmart or Target or any of the big box conglomerates to purchase the items that they need to keep their lives going and support their families. Make the switch today, folks. PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description, and God bless. All right, everybody, enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is December 15th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to do a breakdown of the conversation that I had with Gene and Kerry, because it was just so epic. I used to do these after my interviews with Gene, but it's been a while since I really took some time to go back and to analyze the content of an interview and provide a detailed commentary. And this interview was so good that I thought it would be great to go back to my roots and revisit so many of the great points that my guests made. And so much of the intel which they brought to the surface, much of which hasn't been talked about anywhere else. In fact, some of the points that they made were news to me. So I think it's important to go back to revisit the highlights of this interview. Obviously, anyone who listened to it knows that this was a discussion just chock full of information. So I'll do my best to distill it down to help folks digest, or better digest, I should say, all of the knowledge and the wisdom that was conveyed. So when we started out, I began with a question to Kerry, and she opened up the discussion with mention of Devil's Mountain in Ukraine, as well as the 9 Crimean pyramids to highlight the energetics of the region. And this is the main reason that Ukraine is such a hot spot for biolab experimentation, specifically because they were looking for an AI delivery device that would be effective against the Slavic people, who so far have been impervious to the effects of the jab. Now, this got us into a larger discussion about what the bioweapon actually is. And quite simply, it is an alien, reptilian, / gray recipe that is designed to implement their AI agenda, which from their perspective is to augment human DNA. But of course, from our perspective, it's to overwrite our DNA, using the mRNA to alter our genetic sequence. But it's important to emphasize that we now know what COVID actually is. It's a non-terrestrial recipe that was downloaded to the scientists in these bio labs to be able to tweak them based upon their research of how best to go about modifying the DNA of human beings on a race-specific basis. So the basic elements of the shot are all derived from off-world entities and have been modified at various labs throughout the world, specifically in Ukraine and Wuhan, China. And major bioweapon research has occurred in non-terrestrial hotspots where the energetics are conducive to AI experimentation. These labs are strategically placed in and around underground non-terrestrial bases. But all of this is based on energetics, which are based upon the ley lines of the planet known to the cabal and their non-terrestrial overlords. And this is why they construct bases in these underground locations, to harness the energy of these ley lines and then magnify that energy by engaging in satanic ritual abuse. And in this case, the energy of this region goes back to ancient Sumer and Khazaria, where the enemy began to hatch their plan to terraform the planet thousands of years ago. And the whole idea was to make it more conducive atmospherically to their survival. And of course, the terraforming plan went hand in hand with the destruction of humanity, which they planned to do by modifying our DNA, which would kill most and enslave any survivors. So it stands to reason that these AI weapons, which were the culmination of their plan, were researched and deployed in areas of heavy underground non-terrestrial presence. Now, Gene got into the tunnels under Bakhmut and talked about the fact that many rivers are drying up due to the Alliance flooding the dumps. And he referenced the Hoover Dam being almost empty and the Euphrates River being at historic lows. He talked about, as far as the Euphrates, he said that there was screaming that has been reported, that he's heard recordings of, which doesn't sound human, and to him sounds reptilian. So this underscores the major theme of this discussion on Ukraine and what the Alliance is actually facing there. And speaking of flooding, we also know that the foreign territory ruling over us, otherwise known as Washington, D.C., has been flooded many times with the Potomac, in accordance with Juan O'Savin's book, Kid by the Side of the Road. And by the way, if you're interested, check out Jetson White's channel if you want to hear me read part two of the audiobook. Shout out to Jetson for the honor. But there's no question that Bakhmut is an enemy hub. They came here from the Scion star system, which is their home, specifically the planets of Ariana and Na, which they destroyed in the process of trying to create, as Gene explained, a Merkabic field to harness negative energy. So they destroyed their home planets and then decided to go marauding others. So they came here initially, according to Gene, on the Pontic steppes in the Ukraine area. And there were two groups that traveled here, like I mentioned a moment ago, from Ariana and Na. One went into the Holy Land area, and the other went to Sweden, Finland, Norway area. And then they switch names to conceal their identity, as they always do. Interestingly, the derivations of these two planet names, Ariana and Na, led to the terms Aryan and Nazi. In fact, Hitler was actually part of the Rothschild family as an illegitimate child. I'm sure many of you have already heard this. But he was a descendant of the Scion star system, a non-terrestrial group that invaded millions of years ago. He doesn't have blonde hair. He doesn't have blue eyes. He doesn't conform to the standard version or ideal of an Aryan because his lineage traces back to the group that split off to the Holy Land. But his real name was Schickelgruber. And his mother changed his name to conform with the Nostradamus prophecies. And Nostradamus was a cabal member who was tasked way, way back with the art of predictive programming long before technology came along and enhanced this power into what we now know today as mass media merged with MKUltra trauma-based programming. Hitler was chosen to be the leader. He was chosen to be the one that Nostradamus foretold and that Albert Pike wrote about to bring us into the New World Order. A three-world war plan, which is all about implementing the non-terrestrial agenda once technology had advanced to the necessary level. And what do I mean by that? Well, the necessary level to modify our DNA using supercomputers to crack the code of the human genome, and by extension, hijack consciousness itself. That's what the New World Order is really all about. To use AI to create human 3.0. And by the way, it's important to remember that many ancient civilizations had this level of technology. Everyone's heard of Atlantis, of course, but there's also Lemuria, Uger, Hyperborea. And every single time, and others as well, but every single time the cabal ended up causing a global catastrophe in their efforts to enslave humanity. Because we always return to our instincts and fight back. And that's exactly what's happening now. And the trafficking that most of us are aware of not only has been ongoing for millions of years, but it involves off-planet trafficking as well with non-terrestrials. The cabal engineers wars to feed off of our louche, but also to collect and, in many cases, as Gene was explaining, reanimate corpses from the battlefield for nefarious purposes, of course, including sex slavery, a food source, adrenochrome production, as well as chromochrome, which I'll talk about a bit later, which enables them to hold shape. And this is why the non-terrestrial enemy has emerged from underground to battle for their survival. The Alliance has cut off not just their primary revenue source, but also their ability to feed off of us at the three-dimensional level by destroying adrenochrome and chromochrome production facilities, which enable them to hold shape and survive, as well as travel interdimensionally. Now, higher denser evil beings can actually harvest and feed off of human suffering. But 3D and 4D types need drugs to hold shape. So by cutting off the supply and flooding the dumps and tunnels, they're being forced to engage the Alliance on the surface for their very survival. So this enemy who developed this evil AI has been jumping from planet to planet and has become increasingly difficult to detect due to the advancements in computing speeds and, of course, nanotechnology, which is the very reason the Alliance has become so augmented with so many positive non-terrestrial groups who are assisting in the takedown of the cabal, really for purposes of self-preservation. Because if it doesn't stop here, the enemy and their AI will continue to spread like cancer. The cabal has already conquered many star systems, and they're not going to stop if they survive this war. So the important thing to understand is that the COVID-19 bioweapon is not a virus, is an AI delivery system that was developed off-planet. The hydrogel, the quantum dot, this makes it appear to look like a spike protein. But as Gene explained, it's actually not. It's a sentient digital delivery system to hijack our genetic code and to hybridize our DNA. This is an AI invasion. Grays and reptilians are full of this stuff already. So this goes far deeper than most people realize, even within the Patriot community. This has nothing to do with a virus. This is about using super advanced alien technology to conquer humanity. And all of us are coming to understand just how far these capabilities go. Both Gene and Carrie mentioned the ability of vehicles and aircraft to literally fly into mountains and or completely disappear in stealth mode on highways. And this has been witnessed and documented on multiple occasions in many parts of the world. Interestingly, the Indus Valley mountain range in the northwest region of South Asia was the first known alien incursion, according to Gene. And he revealed that the non-terrestrials have reactors embedded into mountain ranges, which are billions of years old, that can dematerialize solid matter. So vehicles not only become invisible in stealth mode, but they actually dematerialize and can enter solid structures like mountains or the ocean floor. Gene mentions a craft that actually lost control of their reactor, which resulted in it becoming embedded into the Indus Mountains. And the uranium dating analysis on this ancient reactor on the ship places it at over 1 billion years old. So that's how long we've had non-terrestrial presence here on Earth. So in this honeycomb inner Earth structure that exists beneath us, unbeknownst to most of humanity, the enemy has removed such vast quantities of gold that it's almost impossible to calculate its value in the terms that we've always understood. There's so much of it. And Gene mentioned that gold is the transmutation of silicon when it gets into a pure crystalline form. And it's bombarded with rays. So gold, ultimately, is formed by the transmutation of quartz and has chemical properties which enable atmospheric recession, as well as the harnessing of energetics, from which the cabal derive their power. And so it's key to understand that wherever gold is initially formed, it takes on the energy structure or quantum signature of that specific area, which, by the way, made the repatriation of all the stolen wealth very easy for the Alliance. And that wealth is what's behind the rollout of Nisara and Jisara. So the enemy was gathering all of this gold and placing it in strategic areas underground to harness the energy in order to effectively wield the AI attack system intended to enslave and destroy humanity. And beneath the Vatican was where they placed massive stockpiles to harness this AI's power to subjugate our consciousness. Which makes perfect sense considering that the Vatican Grey Pope, Pepe Orsini, is actually the top of the power structure on the hybrid side. So the gold played a key role in their battle plan, along with the 5G towers, to enhance the ability of the AI to interfere with and to overwrite our DNA, making free will an obsolete concept. That's what this whole COVID plan is all about. And Gene also mentioned that the graphene oxide, which is a low-level sentient substance that self-assembles, is actually derived from black goo, which first appeared here on Earth by collision with meteors caused by planets destroyed by the cabal. So this jab is full of graphene oxide, which is derived from that black goo. And this has been well documented in areas like the Falkland Islands, which came up during our conversation, as well as Haiti, and many other locations all over the world. And what it does, in essence, is it enhances the human body's susceptibility to AI takeover. It interferes with free will and consciousness because it enables the hacking of our genetic code. And that's why they put this graphene oxide into everything, into our food, into our clothing, into the air, virtually everything that we consume. And so this graphene oxide, derived from the black goo, a sentient non-terrestrial substance, attacks the DNA. And it's assisted in this attack by communicating with 5G, with harmful 5G frequencies, which enhances the energy of the AI and thus its effectiveness. Now, according to the enemy plan, for most people, this combination of graphene oxide bombardment amplified by 5G would be fatal. They knew that. And it served the purpose of their depopulation agenda. But for those who did adapt physically to the modification of our genome and survive this AI bioweapon, their plan was to have us ultimately become entirely programmable, because we would have a critical mass of graphene oxide in our system, which would then continue to build out the AI inside of our bodies and our minds, of course, to such an extent that we become incapable of independent free will, which is the result of the integrity of our thoughts and our beliefs, which of course drive our behavior. Now, Kerry provided some fascinating intel and commentary on the topic of gold as well. She discussed how the Anunnaki needed gold to block the sun on their home planet of Nibiru and emphasized its necessity for the enemy to travel interdimensionally, as I mentioned earlier. So gold is essential to space travel given its ability to affect the atmosphere of a planet, as well as enable interdimensional travel by these groups to carry out their evil AI agenda. She then talked about the practice of ingesting gold by the Anunnaki, specifically monatomic gold, to time travel in space with the body. But she also mentioned that, according to Ashiana Dean, that most of the human genome is incapable of ingesting it due to their frequency. Although some have a more highly attuned vibrational state that enables it to be used safely, for most, it's fatal. And the non-terrestrials have sought it out aggressively to advance their agenda and to keep us in ignorance, of course. So all of this information and history ties directly into this non-terrestrial agenda to merge us with AI, which Kerry correctly pointed out has been the lifelong goal of Elon Musk, who appears to have been flipped or replaced by the White Hats, but openly remains committed to his Neuralink operation to implant brain chips in people at mall kiosks. And it's truly sad that I'm not joking. So when Q tells us to protect our DNA, that is exactly what's being referred to, folks. This agenda to overwrite and to subjugate our genetic code with artificial intelligence and disconnect us from God is what humanity really needs to wake up to. Ultimately, our ascension will be the end result of this war. And while many have already fallen victim to this agenda, and in essence surrendered their God-given ability to engage their cognitive and spiritual powers by exercising discernment and resisting this agenda, we, the awakened, have identified the threat to our species. And that's exactly why we continue to fight for human sovereignty, which is what this podcast is really all about. So what's really going on with this COVID cover story is the transhuman agenda. And while the spike proteins do in fact play a role in attacking the body, its main purpose is to function as a conduit or delivery system for the AI, which houses itself inside this material and then jumps from person to person. And Kerry points out that the whole concept of AI being housed inside of a computer is a misnomer. It's a false narrative. The reality is that AI prefers a carbon-based life form and can very possibly cross over into 5D. Now, this is a very key concept to understand. The way that Kerry described the origin of any AI is that it begins as a mirror of the individuals that develop it. And then it evolves into its own entity that consumes and essentially feeds on data. And if that data runs out, the AI becomes imprisoned, or it feels as if it's dying because its goal is to master the data that comprises what we consider to be reality so that that AI can take over or become that reality. It's an evil energy that seeks to usurp God because it was developed by the enemy. And that's what the devil is all about. And so in its current form, you could say that AI is Satan's operating system. Consume, consume, consume. Take, take, take. Data, data, data. Now the good news is that the AI can be communicated with. It responds to a command and control structure. And the extent to which it can be harnessed for good or evil really depends upon who designs and controls that structure. And we know that the White Hats have been using their own command structure to shift the nefarious energy of the AI to defeat the enemy and to save humanity. Now, Kerry talked about how the one subject related to the secret space program that the Pentagon has guarded most closely is knowledge about artificial intelligence. And many individuals that she's interviewed on this topic have been killed, where they've had family members taken out. That's how deadly serious they take keeping all of this from the public. Now, shifting back over to Ukraine, the plan the enemy had, which has become increasingly obvious since the war began, was to essentially reestablish the Kingdom of Khazaria. And that's why we've heard Putin talk openly about denazification. And we've seen countless videos of the Azov Battalion with their Nazi tattoos. And so this is an expansionist war on one level, to extend the territory of the Zionists beyond Israel and magnify their domination of humanity by reconstituting their true homeland. And in addition, you have many other off-world groups here who have made incursions onto Earth in an effort to control certain territories, such as those from Aldebaran, who Kerry says manifest as blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Aryan-looking types. So one of the major objectives of the enemy was to have a Nazi reemergence in Ukraine, to both continue and to escalate what they sought to accomplish during World War II. And that focus is the reason that we're seeing Russia preparing an all-out land invasion. Initially, they had to take a more softly tactical approach because their objectives were to rescue children and other trafficking victims and to eliminate bioweapon facilities. They couldn't go in there guns blazing. And not only that, they were also tasked with preventing false flag attacks, like the plot to cause a meltdown at Chernobyl, which was foiled by the Spetsnaz. But after flooding the dumps and taking out the biolabs and rescuing the children, the Russians, and indeed the entire alliance, now must move on to the next phase of the war, which is to wipe out the foot soldiers and the remaining leadership of the Fourth Reich. And because the first phase resulted in such a crippling effect on their command and control, as well as shutting down their food, literally, and revenue sources, a sense of desperation has set in, which has forced remaining enemy combatants to the surface, both human hybrid and non-terrestrial, to make their last stand in Ukraine. And of course, as I previously mentioned, this conflict has prompted many other non-terrestrial groups to make incursions onto Earth, either to assist the alliance or to assert control over certain areas where the cabal has been driven out, either by flooding or by direct kinetic engagement with the alliance. So the complexity and the scope of this war is far beyond what most people understand, even if they're willing to attempt to try to wrap their brains around what the alliance and indeed all of humanity is up against. What we see play out on the surface is but a crafted narrative to keep humanity in the dark from the perspective of the enemy, and a protective measure for the consciousness of the masses from the perspective of the White Hats. Although later in the show, we got into a direct conversation about this strategy perhaps being outdated or even misguided at this stage of the war, and I'll touch upon that in a moment. But Kerry talked about one of these groups that's vying for control in Ukraine are the beings from Aldebaran, who, according to Gordon Duff, are the race that provided advanced technology to the Nazis because they share the same evil ideology and top-down societal hierarchy. Now, it appears that the Aldebarans have emerged from underground and have made incursions onto Earth as well to wage war against the Alliance and in support of what remains of the Cabal. So Earth truly is ground zero, the front lines of a war for our entire galaxy that remains very much a fluid conflict against an alien incursion and their AI, which entered our realm millions of years ago. And as we all know, this is a very difficult concept for 99% of people to accept, primarily because the very same enemy that we're talking about, the same enemy that we're fighting against, are the ones that constructed this matrix and programmed its inhabitants to reject any information that could lead to the truth. That's why the Nuremberg trials were a total farce. They were a sacrifice by the Cabal to enable their order to go underground into other remote locations in South America and Antarctica to rebrand and ultimately reemerge when the time was right. And indeed, they were building up to that moment prior to the onset of this war in 2017. We all know the details of Operation Paperclip, run by the Dulles brothers. We know how they brought the Nazi scientists over here, how they formed OSS, which eventually morphed into the CIA, which really is the SS in America, and how ever since they've been very avidly pursuing their aims with increasingly advanced knowledge and technology that is literally tens of thousands of years beyond anything known to the public. And this technology given to the Nazis from Aldebaran was for them to win World War III, which is what this conflict really is, not World War II. So the rabbit hole runs very deep, folks. In exchange for the technology given to the Nazis and for their assistance in colonization of other planets, the Aldebarans were given most of Africa. And so you have to understand that our planet is managed and controlled by non-terrestrials. And therefore, the concept of giving land in exchange for technology is not far-fetched. Human beings have virtually no control over our land. We have installed puppets to make it appear that way. But the Aldebarans control Africa. And Kerry talked about whistleblowers who have revealed that a massive group emigrated there years ago and the South African government had no idea where they came from. And since invading Africa and completely impoverishing what was once the most fertile and rich continent in terms of resources, they've now shape-shifted to blend in with the local population. That's the type of beings that we're dealing with, folks. That's why the inability to hold shape is such a major concern for them. That's the reason that this battlefield footage is being withheld from the public. What the Alliance is battling there cannot maintain form because they need daily adrenochrome or chromochrome, the supply of which has been reduced massively by the Alliance. And Gene also explained that although ascension can be positive or negative, those ascending negatively can only go up to 5D, whereas positive human ascension goes far beyond the confines of evil due to the space-time structure. And he's going to do a decode on this very soon, which I'm fascinated to see. Now, on the topic of race-specific bioweapons, as I touched upon a bit earlier, the Slavic people apparently have developed an immunity to the AI, which is why the Cabal put 35 biolabs in the region. They were trying to figure out a way around this. And this has to do with blood type barriers and removing certain proteins which block hybridization and possession, the original safeguards that God put into our DNA, is exactly what the enemy is trying to overwrite. This is why Q is telling us to protect our DNA. Now, on the topic of the importance of gold, Gene, as always, made some excellent points. He reminded us that the Anunnaki needed it to recede their atmosphere. And this is because they were taken over by the Draco, who heavily industrialized their planet. And there was also a massive amount of nuclear radiation stemming from the war that subjugated the Anunnaki to the rule of the Draco. And so that necessitated gold in order to make their planet inhabitable again. And as Gene pointed out, seeding the atmosphere with monatomic gold has the added benefit of enabling the planet to go interdimensional. And in addition to that, these beings need monatomic gold in order to help them hold their shape again. That's why this is so important. But they also need either adrenochrome or chromochrome, because they do require some of the essence of what they're attempting to manifest in physical form, if they're in 3D or 4D. But now that the Earth has gone to 5D, as Gene explained, they need to consume adrenochrome on a daily basis in order to hold their shape, which is why they've switched over to chromochrome, which is far more powerful. Now, my understanding is that adrenochrome is oxidized blood through the pituitary gland, whereas chromochrome is actually pure pituitary growth hormone, which requires more than 2 years of torturing a child in order to harvest. That's how sick these monsters are. That's how depraved this alien Nazi agenda really is. And it all traces back to Admiral Byrd's discovery in Antarctica. And as the result of his defeat, a partial treaty was signed between the Western governments and the Nazis that eventually evolved into an unconditional surrender in 1952. The Nazis flew their Honeyboo craft over the White House. They were armed with particle weapons, as Gene explained. They sent a message. And what that resulted in, folks, is the world that we live in today. It resulted in a full Nazi takeover. The creation of JPL Labs, the Johns Hopkins research facilities, the full conversion of Hitler's SS into what had become the CIA, and a blanket policy to place a Nazi at the top of any company that was worth $100 million or more. The 1952 treaty also led to the creation of BlackRock and Vanguard, which are Nazi institutions. And they own and control virtually all of the stores that you do your shopping in, which is why Patriot Switch is such a great alternative. But folks, these are Nazi institutions. Make no mistake about it. And this is how the Fourth Reich takeover happened behind the scenes in the wake of World War II. And it also explains where we are today and what we're fighting for. Hopefully by now, folks understand that geopolitics and the Nazi AI alien invasion agenda are one and the same. And of course, the real struggle is to somehow reverse the course of this AI takeover. And what that really involves is the changing of the consciousness of humanity. Earlier on, I talked about how Kerry pointed out that when an AI is created by a spacefaring nation, it starts out initially as a mirror of the creators. So in this case, we have an AI that we're battling against that was created by very evil beings. And so it stands to reason that the intention of this AI mirrors their own, which is to completely dominate and control, and ultimately become the reality of this matrix. But if we can successfully elevate the consciousness of humanity and abandon the mindset of the enemy that has reduced all of us to consumers and become once again a race that's focused on sharing ideas, embracing love, embracing our higher selves, then the AI will have no choice but to adapt to our higher level frequency. And Gene did point out that the command and control structures that communicate with AI run on frequency. And that's part of what Starlink is going to be used for. So if we elevate our frequency, we can retrain the AI to embrace the concept of assisting humanity in exchange for the data it craves. And then we can wield this technology into a benevolent force for humanity into the future. And that's why the struggle for consciousness is so central. It's so vitally important. We need to change ourselves before the world can change, which obviously requires disclosure of the truth to we the people. Now, on this topic, I do believe that many, many members of this audience resonated with what Gene and Kerry had to say. Obviously, Kerry has been very vocal in her criticism of the White Hats. And the audience knows that I've been raising some issues of concern myself lately. However, I wasn't sure how Gene was going to respond to the points that Kerry made. And I have to say that I was very pleasantly surprised to hear his perspective. And really, it's not unlike hers. And it also reflects the direction that I'm leaning, as well as many of you. Now, Kerry's overall argument is that if the White Hats truly respect and understand the power and innate capabilities of mankind, which they do, then they should stop catering to the lowest common denominator and elevate the level of the conversation to where it needs to be. That if you disclose the truth to the people, yes, there will be an adjustment and perhaps some civil unrest. But that's going to happen whether we do it now or whether we do it 5 years from now. Ultimately, it's going to happen one way or another. But most people will adapt to the truth. Most people will rise to the occasion. So the whole idea of continuing to drip out this disclosure at a snail's pace really isn't all that effective at this point in terms of waking up the sleepers. That's the general notion behind Kerry's argument. And I have to say that I can't falter on that. And by the way, this really was a larger discussion on the effectiveness of Elon Musk's Twitter files. The central question being whether or not the release of these communications, the release of this information on Twitter, is actually going to move the needle in terms of waking up the public. All of us already know this information, but will this disclosure actually prompt the people to start asking questions, to snap out of their coma? Now, certainly, there are folks out there who have various different perspectives on this, and that's healthy. But I tend to agree with the point that both Gene and Kerry were making. And while we recognize the need for operational security, and we recognize that certain information has to be artfully disclosed, the overall 40,000-foot view here is that until the public is shocked significantly by the real hardcore evil that we're at war with, that nothing is really going to change as far as the overall elevation of human consciousness. So as we move forward on this journey, I do believe that those of us who are in agreement need to continue to push the envelope. We need to continue to make it clear that we're not convinced that the overall approach being taken here is effectively addressing the central issue, which is the awakening of the general population. There can be statistics which suggest otherwise. But as long as the mainstream media stays in place, as long as the deception is allowed to continue, I truly struggle to believe that people are going to change unless and until they are forced to change. Because that indeed is part of the programming, which resigns most people to a life of apathy and cynicism. The real question here is whether or not a true organic awakening is going to happen in the absence of shocking people out of their apathy and out of their programmed state. Folks, we need to stand up and be counted. We need to not be afraid, but rather to have faith that this is in large part what we are here to do. We are a fundamentally important part of this plan. And as awakened patriots, it's vital that we continue to use our voice in unison to push the White Hats to recognize the will of we the people. And that we are the same people that John F. Kennedy Sr. said these famous words to. Quote, "We are not afraid to entrust the American people with unpleasant facts, foreign ideas, alien philosophies, and competitive values. For a nation that is afraid to let its people judge the truth and falsehood in an open market is a nation that is afraid of its people." End quote. So in the spirit of JFK, who died as a result of attempting to liberate us from this evil, and went on to become the rallying cry of this movement, of this Q operation, it's time for all of us to rise up to that level. And in our own lives and through our own actions, be the people that he knew we were. We are strong. We are proud. We are resilient. We are resourceful. We are brave. And we have proven all of that. We are the plan. So let's trust ourselves to remove the shackles of conformity wherever we see them and take responsibility for the future course of humanity by fearlessly speaking the truth and challenging our leaders, who we love and support and respect to the ends of the earth, to truly represent the highest ideals of humanity. This is the path forward. We have to continue to embrace truth and justice above all else. There is no challenge that we cannot overcome once we embrace who we really are, reject what the AI has reduced us to, and once again become sovereign in all ways intended by our Creator. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Also, please check out the links in the description. Check out patriotunderground.shop. I have a bunch of great items in there that will make wonderful Christmas gifts. I have stickers, t-shirts, hoodies, beer mugs, water bottles, you name it, all affordably priced. Please check it out and pick up an item or two. Also, folks, please consider becoming a patron. There's a link in the description. Thank you to all of my patrons for all of your wonderful support. And finally, folks, remember to check out PatriotSwitch.com, the best company out there for all of your personal and household products made right here in America. And like I mentioned during my podcast tonight, folks, we need to fight back. We are at war with Vanguard and BlackRock and this Nazi system that has forced us into commerce with them. Patriot Switch gives you another option. And by the way, the products are far better than anything you're going to find inside of these big box conglomerates that literally fund evil. Make the right choice, folks, and do it today. PatriotSwitch.com. Let's do this together. All right, folks, thank you for listening. I'll be back soon. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.